Banks and Belair are on top at WrestleMania. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, April 10th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. If you want to bring our updates to your website, email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
It's night one of WrestleMania tonight from Tampa's Raymond James Stadium. WWE's Raw and SmackDown rosters back in front of live fans for the first time in over a year. Around 25,000 fans are expected to be in attendance for both nights. It was made official yesterday that the main event closing tonight's card will be Sasha Banks defending the SmackDown Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. The opening match will be WWE Champion Bobby Lashley defending against Drew McIntyre. There will be two heavily hyped in-ring debuts, Grammy Award winner Bad Bunny tagging with Damian Priest against The Miz and John Morrison, and Amos teaming with AJ Styles to challenge Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston for the Raw tag titles. Also tonight, Seth Rollins versus Cesaro, Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon in a steel cage, and a tag team turmoil match, Natalya and Tamina versus Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus The Riot Squad versus Naomi and Lana versus Carmella and Billie Kay. The winner there gets a shot at the WWE Women's Tag Titles held by Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler on Night 2 of Mania. Expect to see Hulk Hogan and Titus O'Neil tonight. They are the co-hosts of WrestleMania. The kickoff show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. The main card begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on Peacock in the United States and the WWE Network everywhere else. And here's something to get your imagination racing for tonight. Becky Lynch strongly implied in a social media post Friday that she could show up for night one of WrestleMania. We'll see. A lot of Mania hype on last night's SmackDown, but also two big matches. Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode survived a fatal four-way to retain their SmackDown tag titles. And Jey Uso won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He last eliminated Shinsuke Nakamura. Saturday is another busy day for the independent promotions in Tampa for WrestleMania week, including a handful of shows that will be going head-to-head against Night 1 of Mania.
Impact Wrestling.
There's an Impact Plus exclusive show this afternoon. Hardcore Justice, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. Here's what we have on the card. Jazz's career is on the line as she challenges for Deonna Purrazzo's Knockouts Championship. A hardcore war. Tommy Dreamer and three mystery partners versus Violent by Design, Eric Young, Joe Doring, Diener, and Rhino. A number one contender Knockouts weapons match. Alicia versus Rosemary versus Havoc versus Tennille Dashwood versus Susan versus Jordan Grace. X Division champ Ace Austin, TJP, and Josh Alexander each must find a partner for a three-way tag team match. Brian Myers versus Jake Something in a hardcore blindfold match. Shira versus Hernandez in a chairly legal match. And Doc Gallows versus Black Taurus. Mexico's CMLL promotion announced Friday that it is parting ways with Bandido, who is also signed with Ring of Honor.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
On last night's New Japan Strong, four first-round matches in the U.S. version of the New Japan Cup tournament. Brody King beat Chris Dickinson. Kevin Kelly on commentary did acknowledge King and Dickinson's new alliance in Ring of Honor. Hikuleo used a pre-match ambush to grab an early advantage over Fred Rosser, but that did not lead to an easy win. This was a hard-hitting contest that Hikuleo did eventually win. Filthy Tom Lawler choked out Ren Narita, and Leo Rush beat Clark Connors. So the semifinals next week, King versus Rush and Hikuleo versus Lawler.
AEW.
AEW ran its first ever non-televised event last night, and fans at Daly's Place in Jacksonville got to see the AEW debut of Kanesuke Takeshita. He tagged with Kenny Omega, Michael Nakazawa, and the Young Bucks. Now Takeshita, he's only 25 years old, but he's already held multiple titles in his home promotion, DDT Pro, and this appears to be nothing more than a short visit to the U.S. DDT Pro announced early last week that Takeshita would be away from the promotion this month. DDT Pro also promised that he will return for a show in early May. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, April 10th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning as we keep you updated all throughout WrestleMania weekend. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.